Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As always, joined by Bob Fesco and Mac Morey as we try to get our guy Eric Hosmer to get on the show. Try to get a hold of him in this segment. If you're just joining us, Jets lose last night, 49ers win. Royals lose in the Bronx, I believe, again. The streak continues. But one thing that we can safely say, Minnesota lost. Baltimore lost. Cleveland did win. But again, you are a playoff team. You will slowly but surely realize that you are going to play baseball in October and everything will be okay. Just you got to get rid of some people that just aren't sticking around for you.
Right. And that's what you're figuring out right now with what, 16, 17 games to go in the regular season. You're starting to whittle this thing down and starting to realize who can be part of your postseason run and who can't be part of your postseason run. I think what we're seeing right now over these last couple of weeks is a lot of what we see during the regular season for a Chiefs game, where they go out there and they do some stuff in the regular season. It has you scratching your head. You're wondering, like, why are they doing that? Well, they're doing all that to see if it's something that could be effective when games matter most, and that's in January. And I think we're kind of seeing that right now with the Royals. We're starting to see guys in the bullpen kind of work themselves out of that October roster, out of that postseason roster. MacArthur last night, probably a guy that is going to work himself out of that postseason roster. Stratton probably going to work himself out of that postseason roster as well. And, you know, we'll ultimately see where we lie when all of this kind of comes to a head. But I think last night, you know, you got to take some positives away from some things every once in a while. And one of the positives that I'm going to take away from last night is that, okay, it's starting to kind of work itself out a little bit. And we kind of know that maybe MacArthur isn't a guy that we can rely on when these games matter in October coming up in a couple of weeks.
I just want to win in Yankee Stadium sometime soon. It just seems like, you know, that was kind of the feel for playoff baseball last night is, you know, you saw the Royals going to the Bronx, the short porch, all the talk, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Rizzo, all these kind of guys. And, you know, Brady Singer, I didn't think was terrible. I thought he did pretty decent job on the bump last night. And when you see this team, like they did last night, they continue to fight. They continue to be that team. And again, it was, you know, the first inning starts off. Tommy Pham gets on, move him over, air.
Yeah, right away, you got perfect run.
You
had
everything you needed there. And then all of a sudden, here it comes. The Yankees come up in the bottom of the first. Brady Singer gets to a jam, gets out of it, and it looked like it was a promising start to what was a Royals game against the Yankees. But again, it's just that's what playoff baseball is. And if you felt, you know, gut-wrenched by the home run late in the game, that's because you still care and you're still here. And speaking of being here, our guy Eric Hosmer, former Royals first baseman, Gold Glove, All-Star, MVP, and all the other accolades, joins Fesco and Dusty here on 96.5 The Fan. Mr. Haas, how are you on this Tuesday morning?
Doing well. 96.5 The Fan. How's it been going, fellas?
It's been going good, Eric. Really good. And it's obviously going great for you. You're putting together a presentation, I guess you could say, a little video short of the 2014 baseball season that was so wonderful here in Kansas City. You and Pine Tar are putting it together. It gets released at 10 o'clock today. First of all, how much fun did you have putting this kind of documentary together?
Oh, man. Well, you know, I'm not doing much of the hard work behind the scenes, so I got to give all the other people the credit for that. But just to get everybody in the same, you know, the same city, the same building, get to spend time with those guys on the 2014 team, and just to catch up with all the memories. You know, that season, like we've all talked about, especially at the reunion, was kind of 2014 was the kickoff of Title Town for Kansas City. So that's kind of the reflection that we all look back on when we think of 2014.
You know, I know you guys obviously won it in 2015, but for my money, Eric, that October of 2014 was the best month of my working career with the way that you guys captured this town and obviously went to game 7 of the World Series. And, you know, with all the stories we shared along the way, like that month, October of 2014 is one I'll never forget. And there's days I wake up wishing it was October of 2014 all over again.
Yeah, it's the weirdest thing because, like you say, I remember the 14, the run more than I do actually in 15. Not the World Series because obviously the ending, but 2014, there was just no thought in our minds that we were losing. I mean, we went through the whole American League. Obviously, Madison Bumgarner was just on another level, his run. But there was just no thought. It was such a magical ride. That wild card game was one of the craziest games, I would say, in MLB history, especially up until that point in the postseason. And then we roll American League. And then run into Bumgarner, so it was a heartbreaking. It was a heartbreaking loss, but the way we rebounded was pretty sweet. But 2014 definitely kicked everything off, like we keep saying.
Royals struggle last night in New York, but I mean, Haas, that's playoff baseball, man. Like, what is it like to go into that atmosphere as, you know, possibly the underdog every time you go there, right? It's the short porch, it's the pinstripes, it's the Monument Park. Like, what is that kind of like, and how does that kind of grow you as a baseball player?
Yeah, it's New York, man. When you're in the Bronx, it's late in the game, it's close, you know, you have that weird feeling like something's going to happen, and it kind of feels like another hump you got to get over, especially late in the games there. But I love their schedule right now. It seems like every week, I mean, they go Cleveland, Minnesota, Houston, New York. I mean, I feel like we're playing playoff baseball right now. I think it's going to get us well and equipped for October, but you know, I still see the division as a big possibility for these guys. These guys can play the game, and with that starting pitching, with their rotation, they can go on any kind of role they want.
Talking with Eric Hosmer here on 96.5 The Fan, and you know, one of the guys that was very instrumental, I think, in the last couple of days was Tommy Pham, his addition, Robbie Grossman getting added in as well. Kind of reminds me of 2014 when you guys added Ibanez and Willingham and Jason Frazier. Like, what was the impact of those guys on your team, and can you see it with the Phams and the Grossmans that we're adding in this year?
Absolutely. I think those two guys fit the attitude, fit the makeup of this team. I think Tommy's going to bring an intensity, especially at the top of the lineup. He doesn't chase bad pitches. He really takes pride on swinging at strikes, not swinging at balls outside of the zone. So I think not only will he be getting on base for Bobby and Salvi, I think he's going to be wearing pitchers down so those guys can leave some balls over the plate and Bobby and Salvi can drive balls all October over the fence. So him and Robbie, same kind of player. They get on base. They're good defensively. They're fundamentally sound. And that's kind of the common theme that I've been telling all my buddies around here. You know, a lot of big league teams don't really have a system. They just kind of acquire talent in my eyes. And I think JJ's done a great job of creating that system back in Kansas City, creating an athletic team, creating the pitching staff that he did. And those two guys added to that system.
What did those old dudes mean for you, though, when they came in, the Ibanez's of the world? Like, how did they propel you guys to that next level? Because I kind of feel like these older dudes kind of added a little bit of that this year.
You do, and it's something as a player, I don't know how to explain it, but it's definitely a real thing. When you hear something player to player, it sometimes just hits a little different than it does from a coach, from a manager, that type of thing. And Raul Ibanez, when he got over from the Angels, but a couple years before he was in New York hitting homers in the postseason in the playoffs, big homers. And we're talking about a guy with a 20-plus year career, and he basically just told us what other teams, what other players, what the league thinks of us from the other dugout. And to hear that from his voice, a guy that's so respected from all of us, from all the players, I think opened our eyes and gave us a confidence that we never had.
I know you probably get asked this question a lot, and I know that your Digging Deep podcast, you had Bobby Wood Jr. on there, but you see a guy who's so young, but like you could probably see beyond the eyes, beyond the brain of like where he's at. And maybe this sort of guy or this sort of, you know, some people might call him a kid or junior. How can you tell that he's already ready for this sort of playoff run and this sort of role to be that guy for this roster?
I just think he goes the way he goes about his business this year in and year out. You know, you always, people always say you find out a lot about somebody when they're struggling. And in my eyes, for baseball, you find out more when the guy's having success, especially in Bobby's situation. He just got a huge contract. He's coming off that. He's coming off an all-star game appearance back home in Texas. But the main focus and all he talks about is winning. So the makeup, the character, it's the reason why you give a guy like Bobby the amount of money they did and you invest in him to run and be the guy that leads your franchise, because winning is all about his, is all in his mind. And in a day and age for kids his age, honestly, we said kids, it's hard to make winning the main thing. You know, everything's so individualized, but Bobby has that old school soul when it comes to being a teammate and wanting to win.
All right, as you get ready to release this video today at 10 o'clock, people can catch it at Royals.com, right? That's where they can go and watch this video today?
Oh, yeah, Royals.com. It's going to be fun. We got some fun behind-the-scenes stuff at all the reunions, and then there's some fun interactions of us at the golf course and stuff. I think the fans will love it.
Okay, so go to Royals.com beginning at 10 o'clock. Watch this. This I call it a documentary because it will be. I'm sure we'll all be in tears with joy and emotion reliving 2014. But what was your favorite story out of all this to kind of go back and relive when you were putting this together?
You know, there's so many good ones, and especially now, 10 years removed, you know, there is the one funny story that we bring up in there. You know, we won the wild card game in 14 and we get on a plane, go right to LA to play Anaheim for the next series. And it's the middle of the night. We get into Anaheim about 5-6 in the morning. And Raul Ibañez, who we're talking about, he's on, you know, the family bus and all the guys are on with him and his son and a couple of his kids. And one of his babies, a newborn, kept crying. So Raul gets up and goes to the back of the bus and just sits in the bathroom and locks himself in there. And about a minute after, we're like, man, he's in the bathroom. What's he doing? So we open the door and realize he was trying to be quiet for everybody. And the baby's crying. Gerard Dyson just says, man, give me that baby. And he starts rocking the baby on his shoulder for about 10 seconds, and the baby falls right asleep. And it was just one of the funnier moments of something that happened off the field, but it was a great memory.
Yeah, that's outstanding. That's as good as Danny Duffy getting locked in the bathroom in the bullpen during the rally in Houston, too, right?
Oh, man, Duffy's a beauty. You know, you're going to get some great stories out of Duffy as well.
Big Daddy Dyson over there on the bus. Real quickly, you mentioned golf. What's Eric Hosmer's handicap?
It is not good right now, fellas. I'm not even going to throw a number out there, but it will be better from this point on. I promise you that.
There you go. Keep swinging them and hit them straight, man. You'll be all right here in the future. You got that long swing. Once you connect, it'll be nice and pretty. I guarantee you fairways will be found. We appreciate the time, Haas. Thanks for your hard work, and hopefully we can do this again shortly here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan.
All right, guys. We'll see you. Good talking to you guys.
Yeah, be easy. Eric Hosmer, Royals legend. Love to hear that story about Gerard Dyson.
Oh, God, yes.
Ah, love to hear that story. Speaking of stories and legends, we'll talk about one Chiefs legend that's in the legend in the makings here on the other side. On 96.5 The Fan, you're listening to Fesco and Dusty, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Just had Eric Hosmer on the show. Damn glad to have him. Told us a good story. We'll revisit some of the important parts of that as there is a Chief or a Royals video coming out a little bit later today at Royals.com.
Yeah, 10 o'clock it drops.
That's right. That's right. We'll play that Gerard Dyson story for you a little bit later. You might actually hear that story on Vern's pregame show that starts at 5 o'clock tonight as the Royals continue to go through their playoff hunt through Blue October. In New York again tonight, Seth Lugo on the mound, and then Cole Reagans tomorrow. So every year, maybe in my opinion, we are continuously reminded how great the Chiefs are because of where they're set up in every key aspect of position of that team. And what I mean by that is you don't have to ever worry about your head coach. You don't ever have to worry about your quarterback, and you don't ever have to worry about your general manager. And again, we are in a very, very, very early on sample size of this. But one thing the Chiefs had to work on in this offseason was getting receivers and figuring out what you were going to do at left tackle. And the lowest pressure rates came out by the 33rd team, allowed by a rookie offensive lineman in week one, and Kingsley Suamataia, 3.2% pressure rate.
He gave up one pressure in that entire game.
In 31 attempts.
That's pretty damn special.
And that's a rookie left tackle against what I guess some would say is a meh defensive line of the Baltimore Ravens. But again, that's one of the better defenses going into this season that we thought.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, he'll play Cincinnati. Not the greatest defensive line, but still has some weapons on the defensive line that could cause a little bit of a ruckus. But look, quietly, secretly, maybe not to some people here in Kansas City, Brett Veach has once again figured it out, done it again, found a guy, and has somebody there that maybe we could see moving on, where you don't have to worry about left tackle for the next 4 or 5 years.
And that's really good. I mean, Joe Alt was getting a lot of love this past weekend for the way that he played against Max Crosby, and he was right there on the same list as Kingsley was. He gave up one pressure in 29 pass attempts, and I thought Joe Alt was fantastic.
Control-Alt-Delete.
I mean, he was as good as his dad, right? I mean, just so good in that game for the Chargers on Sunday afternoon against the Raiders. But you know what I like about this with Kingsley right now is that he's building this early confidence. And you know, he's never played at this level before. Obviously, he played at BYU. It wasn't like he was playing, you know, the SEC or the Big Ten or anything like that, or even the Pac-12 back in the day, right? So you're out there and you're playing now against the best competition in the world, regardless of if it's the Bengals defensive line or the Ravens defensive line or whatever it is. He's going out there each week, and if he's playing well, he's developing that confidence and he's developing the mindset that I can do this. Because if you're a rookie in this league, chances are you're probably wondering whether or not you got what it truly takes to play in the NFL until you see yourself go out there and do that. And when he sees himself having success and realizes that success and realizes that he can do it, then when they face a defensive line that's a beast, like, I don't know, Max Crosby or whoever you want, one of the Boses, you start facing guys like that, this guy already believes that he can do it because he's been doing it for so long now in the NFL. So even if you're having success against mid-tier opponents, that's still a great thing. And to see Kingsley on that list just continues to reemphasize how good Brett Veach really is at the job that he's in charge of doing in Kansas City. And that's bringing in the talented football players for Andy Reid to coach and Patrick Mahomes and company to get the ball to. Like, Brett Veach just continues to knock it out of the ballpark. And Suamataia had an amazing start to his season. And let's go, man. Maybe we got our left tackle in the future finally.
Not only that, but it's nice to know that you don't have an incompetent GM. The most important decisions are made
by... was on TV just now.
Right, and that's why, like, it's nice to see that I can always trust that Brett Veach is going to figure out what's not working and what can work. And then when you go find a guy like Kingsley Suamataia, where people are like, who's this guy that Chiefs drafted? It's like, go check out their draft history. Go look at the year before and go see what's working, because when you look at the Chiefs as well, and they're the fifth youngest roster in the NFL, but yet they're going for a three-peat, you would think to yourself, oh, they're the fifth youngest roster? That means they're going to have, what, a chance at winning the Super Bowl? No, they have a chance of winning their third Super Bowl because of how well prepared they are and how well they always seem to get after their next steps.
Well, they understand what's not working. And what I like about Brett Veach in this whole scenario, and really kind of the way he's been as GM, he's never acted like he was smarter than the fans, right? Like, every year we go into an offseason and we all say the same thing. Offensive line, defense, wide receivers. Like, every time they needed a reboot and a refresh, it wasn't like Brett Veach tried to shy away from that. The organization tried to pull the, we're smarter than you, we don't really need better wide receivers, we need a different center, you know, or we need a different defensive back, or whatever the case may be. Like, Brett Veach understands what doesn't work and what does work, and he's not trying to reinvent the wheel. He's trying to go out there and find the best players available for the positions that need help. And they've hit a home run every single time. I don't know that there's been an offseason where there's been such a glaring need. The Chiefs didn't fill it, but not only did they fill that need, they filled it in a really good way, and they made their team that much better. And really, to have Brett Veach as that quote-unquote secret weapon is remarkable. I wonder how many teams have tried to call Kansas City and pry him away with some sort of lucrative offer of making him the president of the team or something like that, just to get his acumen away from Kansas City. That would be a devastating loss for this organization, because he has found talent from 1 to 53 on this roster and everywhere in between.
Well, and you got the Bengals coming up this Sunday, obviously, a team that got ran on 100 and whatever yards from Ramondre Stevenson. I think the Chiefs are going to do that Kingsley, watch him in space this weekend. What an athlete. The same thing with Creed. Same thing with Trey Smith. Brett Veach has a type with these guys. These big boys move in space. Kingsley's the same.
You're more football adequate than I am, and I consider myself pretty knowledgeable with football. From the 816, I'm happy with Kingsley, but he gave up a sack and two pressures. That's 17 sacks a year, which no one would be happy with. Get your stats right.
Did I miss your ass, man? I don't know what to tell you on that.
I don't know. Like,
I'm looking at the NFL stats. He gave up one pressure in 32 attempts.
Did I miss something?
Yep.
So he's going to give up 17 sacks this year?
No.
But it says get your stats right.
Well, because if you give up one, that means you are going to give up at least one every single game.
Okay.
If you get a sack, you get one every single game.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
It's
right.
The same.
Right. Exactly.
I just want to make sure that.
Right. So Chris Jones is on pace for 17 sacks this year, right? Who got an interception? Because now you're on pace for 17 interceptions.
What's 17 times two?
Well, 17
is that 34?
Yeah. 30.
So Xavier Worthy's going to have 34 touchdowns
this year. Wow. Right. That's exactly right.
That's going to smash NFL records.
Correct.
Is that a right stat? Yeah. That'd be an info record and touchdown. Right. I can do this all day. 9816.
Right. You want to keep going, bro? Like, seriously, text us your next smart ass one.
I'm just trying to figure things. So Travis Kelce had what, three catches? So he's on pace to have three catches a game. So he's going to suck.
21. Three times one is three.
Oh, we got a down year coming
for Trav.
He's going to
have 53 receptions this year.
Down year for Trav. Mahomes only threw one touchdown. That means he's only going to throw 17 this year.
Oh my God.
Down here for Pat.
Look, I'd cut him at this rate.
Yeah.
The way that Mahomes is playing, we better start Carson Wentz right now based on stat head over
here. Love this guy, 816. So according to that listener, Xavier Worthy is going to have 34 touchdowns.
That's right.
Love that guy.
Yep. FAU is going to have 17 fumble recoveries.
That's right.
From bust to goat in the matter of one season.
That's right.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Get your stats right.
So, yeah. Mahomes, 17 interceptions. That's right. He threw an interception. He's going to have yes.
Into the distance.
Yeah. Keep them coming, man. Keep us coming.
Which is awesome,
so
because that means
stat,
the Chiefs
man.
Are on pace for 17 wins.
Hey, that's exactly right. I do like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. There we go. Well, I said 17. I knew they were going to win 17 anyway. But now that they got that first one out of the way, times everything by 17, and we're good to go.
This sports thing isn't too hard.
No, it's very easy.
Yeah.
Let me put on my big boy pants and wade into the text line today. Now you're putting on your Homer Simpson pants and retreating into the bush, sir.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, my God.
And judging by a record, just the same person that didn't like us talking about Dylan Raiola.
Oh. Mm. Tracks.
What do you mean didn't like us talking about Dylan Raiola?
He said, well, guess what? Two radio hosts are talking about Dylan Raiola. He wins. Rice is going to have 1,700 yards.
Okay. Smash.
The morning show are a bunch of savages, LOL.
Yeah.
Whoever said that text just curled back up into his sheets and going back to bed.
Yep. Juju will have 17 drops.
That's
then.
Right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Spags will call 17 illegal timeouts.
Mizzou is going to allow 0 points this season.
Peyton Hendershot will have 17 fights on the sideline.
Mm-hmm. The Ravens will have 110 illegal formations.
And on the plus side, the Bengals are going to go 0-17.
Well, so are the Ravens, I guess. I mean, you know.
Boy, Aaron Rodgers is going to have a tough year. He's going to throw 17 interceptions, win 0 games.
Oh, he came back. Yeah, he gave up a sack. Spin it however you want, but don't tell us he didn't. If you're waking up on a Tuesday morning concerned about Kingsley Suamata-Ia from a Thursday night game and are mad at two blowhards on the radio for talking about him in a glowing way, maybe you got the issue, pal.
I just find it ironic that you said get your stats right, but then you said he's going to give up 17 sacks a year. He's on pace for that.
Right.
All right. Anyways, this is kind of a fun topic because we get to have more fun with the league. Which one of these quarterbacks out of the six, and Mac, I want you to go first. Which one of these quarterbacks do you honestly believe will be the first one to win a Super Bowl? Spoiler alert, 913-586-7965, Jay Southland, Tow Service, text line. Mahomes isn't on this list. This list is Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Tua Tagovailoa, Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, Josh Allen. Out of those six, Burrow, Herbert, Tua, Hurts, Purdy, Allen, which one gets a Super Bowl first?
This is so hard. Herbert's in the division as Patrick, so no him. I'm way out on Tua. Sorry. Joe Burrow, I don't believe right now. Brock Purdy, I need to see more. It's between Hurts and
Allen.
When are
we going to not need to see more on Brock Purdy? Because I'm in your camp. Like,
yeah.
I'm just like, Mr. And I think the Mr. Irrelevant tag definitely hurts
part of it.
But when are we going to allow ourselves to say, well, I guess Brock Purdy is pretty good. I mean, he won without CMC last night.
It's true, but he still had Kittle, Debo. I think it's
Kittle's a blocker. Kittle's a glorified blocker. Man. He is a glorified blocker.
He's a pretty good tight end. He's pretty good. He's pretty good tight end.
Glorified blocker.
Great offensive line, too. Give me Josh Allen.
Okay.
You got Josh Allen on that one?
Josh Allen.
See, he is. I'm looking at that list, and I don't see any of them winning the Super Bowl. Unless Mahomes retires today.
Well, they're all on pace to win zero the rest of their career.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
It sucks because Purdy's going to go to like 18 more Super Bowls and not win one.
Well, he has no competition. That's the thing. Like, he's based on the odds and where these two conferences are right now, you got to take Brock Purdy on that list, right? I mean, you got to take Brock Purdy.
Yeah. No, you don't.
I mean, I get where you're coming from.
I'm with you on Herbert. Like, you're in the division with Pat.
Sucks.
Sorry.
Dude. Sorry, man.
Joe Burrow, dude, I don't know.
Hasn't thrown a touchdown in the fourth quarter of a playoff game yet.
He has not. And then he has a midlife crisis and dyed his hair.
Yes.
Look, the only way the AFC guys do it is if there's some forsaken, god-awful injury to Patrick Mahomes. And he has to miss the year. Because I literally think he will ruin people's lives until, like, something happens to where, like, because, like, his defense is, like, the fifth youngest roster in the NFL.
Until he doesn't, he does.
Right.
And, I mean, are you going to tell Patrick Mahomes he can't win six in a row?
But I think my...
Just because it never happened doesn't mean it can't, you know?
I think my answer is very long-winded. I think it's either Hurts or Purdy. Because they're the NFC team.
That's exactly right.
And
no,
they
no
also
question.
Have the best supporting cast out of any of these teams. Right? T. Higgins ain't going to stay in Cincinnati for much longer. Jamar Chase, we don't know if he's going to get signed. I don't know who the hell Justin Herbert's throwing to other than Ladd McConkey. And I guess Quentin Johnson looked decent outside of fighting the Raiders, which I loved that this weekend.
That was sick.
Tua, I'm still not sold that he can stand up for this rest of his career.
I mean, how are they going to overcome dudes getting arrested before the game?
We'll just roll your window down. Josh Allen, maybe he gets that fairy tale story one time in his career where he spent his entire year. Somebody had like a voodoo doll of him getting beat by Patrick Mahomes and he finally gets over the hump and we get a 30 for 30 for it when I'm 65 years old. But when you look at Brock Purdy, look at Jalen Hurts. Who are the top three teams in the NFC?
Well, Detroit's off that list, and I understand why Goff's not on there because he's already been to a Super Bowl.
Right.
But that's it. That's the only other NFC team.
Well, so is Hurts and Purdy
have been to a Super Bowl.
Both been to a Super Bowl.
Next one to win one. To win a Super Bowl. Yeah. Then why isn't Goff on that list, you know?
Well, they've decided to put two on that list. And I think supporting cast-wise, like Mahomes obviously last year won a Super Bowl with like a zero supporting cast. Yeah, Travis Kelce, Rashee Rice, right. Isaiah Pacheco. Now you can say Dusty, those are three big players. But you look at what Jalen Hurts has.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts this year has Saquon Barkley, he has Devonta Smith, AJ Brown, mm-hmm. and then he's got a defense that's
and
pretty
Hassan
solid.
Reddick is playing his ass off right now on defense.
You look at Brock Purdy, they just blew the brakes off the Jets last night with one of the best field goal kickers in the game. And not only that, but without Christian McCaffrey,
right? Without their best player by far, maybe one of the best, not maybe, one of the well, best yeah. players in the
yes.
league
right.
doesn't play in that game. And you still manage to put up 32 against, we've talked about this Jets defense for 2 years now on how good it was going to be. Robert Saleh is supposed to be a defensive guru because he was the 49ers defensive coordinator, promptly goes out there and gives up 32 to Mr. Irrelevant and no Christian McCaffrey.
The backside of this
question, how good are the Jets?
The backside of this question, is there a quarterback that you would put on and replace somebody with?
I think Goff.
I'm a Goff apologist, and as the days go by, I become a bigger Goff apologist. I think he's a really good quarterback.
Big J Goff guy.
Dusty?
I would probably put Lamar on there.
That's a good one.
I'm not saying that it happens with Baltimore. I think he'll be Baltimore for life. Hopefully they would think that.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there's that point in his career where he gets, he has the John Elway effect. Where later on I know John played with Denver his whole life, but maybe Lamar and Baltimore have a split. Like, it's thank you for your career and your time here. I'm going to go elsewhere. And he goes somewhere else. And I would put Lamar on this list.
You would put Lamar on this list.
I would say Herbert off.
Yeah, get Herbert, get Tua out of here, put C.J. Stroud and Jordan Love in there.
Which of those six do you believe has no chance of winning a Super Bowl? Because I think it's Justin Herbert.
Because he's in the AFC West.
And you think it's Tua?
It's Tua.
Yeah.
He's the worst quarterback out of those six for me.
But circumstance also factors in for
100%,
me. And Justin
100%.
Herbert can't get past Patrick Mahomes. You can't win your division. Where are you going to be, a 6 or 7 seed at best? You know,
somebody says on the text line from the 913, C.J. Stroud over Josh Allen. Josh Allen, if he goes to an NFC team with a halfway decent supporting cast. So he takes the Matthew Stafford route.
He should do that.
He should. I still don't understand why Boring Rogers signed with the Jets. Your best chance to win that final Super Bowl would have been somebody in the NFC. Obviously, nobody wanted him in the NFC. We're clearly seeing why.
Hey, you're the script guy. The NFL should want that. Josh Allen and Mahomes in the Super Bowl? That game would be awesome.
Did you see me argue that?
No.
I'm all in on that.
Yeah.
I saw
him
cross his legs tight.
Yeah. I mean, you get Josh Allen to an NFC team, but unless Buffalo decides they're going to bust it all down.
Exactly.
And even if you fire McDermott, which you should at the end of this season, you're not giving up on Josh Allen. He's too good of a quarterback. If you traded Josh Allen as Buffalo right now, you should be forced to be contracted. Because that's a stupid move. Because there's not many good quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Josh Allen happens to be one of them. And Lamar's one of them. And obviously Patrick's one of them. I believe Joe Burrow's one of them. You've got one of these special quarterbacks on your roster, and you even consider possibly trading them, contract the franchise.
Mm-hmm. We still have more texts coming in on projected stats.
Yeah.
Pretty hilarious. Somebody said Tyreek Hill will probably get arrested 17 more times than this year.
That's right. Yeah.
Justin Tucker will miss 17 field goals this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Jared Goff is 2-0 against Patrick Mahomes. He is.
Yeah.
He is. And in one of those games, he did not have a defense, and it was on his own
that
site.
That still was one of the best games I've ever watched.
To me, it's the second best Chiefs game of all time.
Really? Even with a loss, what's the best Chiefs game of
all
time?
I should take that back. Not counting the Super Bowls.
Oh, okay.
To me, the best Chiefs game of all time, in my opinion, is the Texans game.
Yeah, that was, I mean, you're down 24. Yeah.
With Deshaun strumming the guitar and everybody like, not this again.
Right.
And then the end of the game is they ran out of fireworks.
Yeah.
And they got 51 straight points or 52 straight points or whatever it was scored against them. That to me is the greatest Chiefs game of my entire life.
That was,
and then that Rams game where it was supposed to be on Mexico Stadium's field, and Shakira's concert ruined it, so they moved to LA, and it was just like, holy smokes!
I mean, that was just insane. It was one of the most insane things I've ever watched.
It still holds one of the stats that to me is just absolutely mesmerizing, that the Chiefs are the only team in NFL history to score more than 50 points and lose.
Yeah,
like that's how bad that defense was.
And that's how bad that. And what did they do at the end of that season? Got rid of everybody, started from scratch, new defensive coordinator, Tyron Matthew, Frank Clark. Boom! Let's win a Super Bowl.
Which is the entire conversation we just had full circle.
Which is why Brett Veach is at the top of his game, and there's nobody even close. Would you say Brett Veach is better at his job as general manager than Mahomes and Andy Reid are at their jobs?
Ooh, wow. I don't want to answer that question. I plead the fifth. I'll go straight Mark McGwire in the steroid scandal with that.
Yeah,
one.
I don't like it. I don't like it. They're all equally great. How about that?
More projections on the season. One Bob will love. Caleb Williams is on track for 1,700 yards.
Less than that. He had 93. Less than that.
Oh, man. Oh, I love that. And then Moody and Boswell will have over 100 field goals made this year with those projections.
Yeah.
You come at the show, you best not miss. Coming up, it's on the come here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
And welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Murray. It's not how you say it, but that's how I say it today. That's Mac Murray. Damn glad to have you guys on this wonderful Tuesday. Really excited for Taco Tuesday. Really excited for our next segment to come up on the come before we get into that. And before we get into this sort of thing, to let you know that Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City with Master at Pat and Mike Q Technology. Is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. Before we get into on the come, could you eat pizza or tacos every day the rest of your life?
No, I've never had that question asked before.
I've never dealt with sarcasm before.
Both. I don't think there's, I think the answer is both.
Taco pizza from Casey's the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, so good.
So good. I think tacos.
All right. Let's get another.
There's more healthy variety.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
On the come.
That was a great intro. Did you come up with that yourself?
That's what
I mean,
got,
that was fantastic.
On the come.
I think that's the show.
That was the intro?
That's, yep.
Yeah.
And that's not me doing that. That's pre-recorded. That's how that works.
We
on the come.
We waited for that?
Yeah. We got Mac and Tears back there.
Who came up with that intro? Did you create that one?
Man. No.
Was that a Spectre production?
I think Inspector's on that one.
Inspector.
Wow.
I still can't get over that.
Yeah, Steven Inspector. No, it was Steve Inspector.
Yeah. Inspector Gadget.
Boy, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into that intro.
On the come.
Oh, my God.
All right, so this is where we find somebody in the past week that is, in our opinion, on the come, which is apparently a saying that Bob came up with that he says is actually real, but is someone who has shown you a little bit of light that they might be somebody of note. Bob, go ahead and start us off with who is your on the come this week.
Well, it's somebody I really haven't paid that much attention to until, I guess, last week.
At first and 10. Pressure's coming. Richardson slips. Now he's airing it out. Deep down the field for Pierce. Pierce! Touchdown! What a throw by Richardson! A 60-yard touchdown!
That's one of the more insane throws I think I've ever seen. For I mean, that was like off the back foot, on a rope, touchdown, 60 yards. Like, that was impressive. And admittedly, so I did not pay attention to the Colts all that much last year. I was just like, all right, whatever. That's not a team that I really need to be worried about or concerned about or watch. And so I kind of missed Anthony Richardson's opening season in the NFL. But man, I may start paying a little bit more attention to him. I know they didn't win the game, but a couple of throws in there, a couple of plays in there, I'm like, oh, maybe Anthony Richardson is better than I was giving him credit for. So I think for me, based on that throw and the way that he played, I got him on the come this week.
Well, to be fair with Anthony Richardson, the biggest question he had coming out of Florida was that he'd only played in like 11 games in college.
Yeah,
and
right,
so there wasn't a big sample size, but there were, of course, Mahomes type plays that he had made in college that were people were like, well, if this guy gets enough time, blah, 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 you fill in all the pieces.
Right.
And then last year, he kind of seemed like he had figured it out, and then concussion and shoulder injury. And it was like, all right, before this guy is, you know, never going to be in the league again, let's maybe, you know, rest him and we'll see what, you know, we'll do there. So, Mac, who is your on the come this week?
No, I love that one. I love AR. He's my favorite quarterback coming out of the draft last season. My on the come, I mean, Jordan Mason, man. I mean, this guy may have just gotten him a contract on another team. Over 100 rushing yards yesterday on short notice. Not as short notice as we may have thought. He may have known since Friday. But either way, I think, I mean, he looked like a starting running back to me.
He was good.
He was really good.
He was really good, and some team will be stupid and overpay him. But he's young enough where you can give him, you know, a couple of bucks or whatnot. But still, man, really impressive last night.
I mean, really impressive.
Raise your hand and be honest with yourselves. When you heard Christian McCaffrey was out, you've probably thought San Francisco was going to lose that football game, right? Like, with all the hype that was surrounding the Jets, maybe you bought into a little bit of that fake nonsense and boring as their quarterback. But, you know, you probably thought, wow, CMC's out. I don't know if I really like their chances tonight. And they went out there and dominated the Jets. It shows you how good San Francisco is, shows you how bad the Jets are. But also, too, like, if you're CMC, you better get back quick, man. Because they just moved on without you.
Seriously. Jordan Mason looked amazing.
Yeah, like, they didn't miss a beat on offense without Christian McCaffrey.
The problem is this just goes to show why running backs don't get paid.
Exactly. It is. Right? It's 100%.
It's another one of those cliches where you can just find a guy off the street that can go into your system. As long as he knows how to hit the right pockets or the right holes, and he can be in your system and you don't have to pay a guy.
Yep.
You know, $18, $19 million a year to play running back. And it's just, that's the way the game's been.
I remember years ago, Cody and Gold had Christian McCaffrey on, and it was during the Tyrann Mathieu radiothon, and it was during COVID. And so Christian McCaffrey came on and wanted to debunk all of this stuff that running backs can't stay healthy the next year. I think he missed almost the entire year the following year. And look, he ended up getting paid, and I understand that. I'm still not a fan of paying the running backs. There's an exception to every rule, obviously. But for the most part, you know, know, once a running back has done his 4 years or 5 years in this league, move on. And that's kind of why I really felt bad for Isaiah Pacheco. That dude's going to run harder than anybody's ever run before and going to run himself right out of the league.
This one is a little bit of homage to my fantasy days. Now you can listen to Mac on Fantasy Football Sundays at 9 o'clock every Sunday. Make sure you tune in to 96.5 The Fan, excuse me. My other come is Tyler Johnson. Wide receiver, probably nobody knows about, but we are in waiver wire week here in fantasy football week two that starts. Tyler Johnson is available in almost every single league, almost 99% of ESPN leagues. He is going to be the next guy up. And again, I don't expect Matthew Stafford. Now we've seen it before, but Cooper Kupp is getting older. I don't expect Matthew Stafford to target Cooper Kupp 17 times a game. But again, Cooper Kupp had 14 for 110 and a touchdown. You asked why Tyler Johnson.
Times 17. Holy cow, what a season Cooper Kupp's
no
going to have.
No doubt about
340
it.
Catches.
And to be fair, he had 21 targets. That's how many Cooper Kupp had this past week, and that's because Puka Nacua went down. Mm-hmm. Tyler Johnson stepped right in. He had 5 catches for 79 yards. That's a significant number. Again, other guys on the team that you might remember, DeMarcus Robinson had 4 for 42 before he got hurt. Puka Nacua had 4 for 35. Ty Johnson came in and had 5 for 79 for the Rams offense, and if they're going to continue to be Matthew Stafford driven, you know he's going to throw the football. Mm-hmm. You know that elbow is healthy finally. He's good to go. Kyren Williams in the backfield, Cooper Kupp on the outside. Somebody else is going to not be double covered. They're just going to bracket Cooper Kupp. Tyler Johnson is my guy on the come for the Los Angeles Rams offense.
It seems like the Rams are kind of that team as well, like the Chiefs, that you can just plug and play at the wide receiver
systematic
spot. I mean, it really is a systematic type of deal out there, because last year at this time, nobody knew who Puka Nacua was. Maybe Binkley did, but nobody knew who Puka was, right? Everybody's like, oh, who's this guy? Then all of a sudden he caught the world by storm. The Rams seemingly are doing that every single year. They find a way to get somebody that nobody's ever heard of and turn them into a household name. Tyler Johnson may be your guy. It's his opportunity to step up, man. Like, have you been gifted a better opportunity in the NFL than if you're that guy? Puka goes down. Now it's your turn, man. Go play.
And Puka's going to miss at least 4 games. So you've got plenty of time until bye weeks start to, like, fit him into your offensive roster on fantasy football. So check that out, and also check out Mac on Sundays at 9 a.m. here on 96.5 The Fan. Coming up on the other side, we get into start, bench, cut, 2 different categories. Figure out which one you want to use. Bob Fesco, Mac Morey, Dusty Likens. This is 96.5 The Fan, and it is your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Touchdown.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Our new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5, The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.